Oh, thank God.
Let me grab that. Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hi, Bob and Tom. It's Donnie Baker.
Oh, hey, Donnie.
$3.27 for a cupcake, Christy?
That's with tax.
My mom Phyllis gets you a whole family pack of Little Debbie's for $2.24 on the discount table. I swear to God. Keep them in the freezer, put them in the microwave, eat fresh. Mm. I want to wish you a belated Happy Mother's Day, too. I'm sorry I didn't get to it this week, and I ran out of minutes on Friday and had to wait to get to the work phone today to get it done.
Thanks, I appreciate it.
You are my one and only BM, baby mama.
Baby mama.
Yeah, well, BM, at least
the only one that's, only one that's come forward by now.
Uh-huh.
And by the way, Christy, don't try cracking into the Whitman sampler that's on its way before noon. I'd let that thaw out first, too.
Oh, thanks.
We got it marked down, and I don't want your tongue to get freezer burned.
I was hoping for a homemade, card from Woofy, but there was nothing in the mail at all.
Now, if he'd stop eating the damn crayons and use them to color with instead of using them for appetizers, maybe we could make you a card.
How did I know he'd eat crayons?
Sure.
I'll say it like this about Mother's Day. When a woman becomes a mom, she goes all Looney Tunes. You see it everywhere. Suddenly, that baby's the most important thing in her world.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's like you talking about your baby puppy today, Christy.
Yeah.
It's like all her former common sense left right out that door with the afterbirth. All of a sudden, that baby's way more important than spending a weekend with your boyfriend down at the dog track. God. Ask any dude, man. Any dude tell you the same. Used to be, oh, she'd love going mudding in your buddy's Jeep. But now it's all, oh, I can't because it ain't good for the baby. Well, why not? Because the baby's going mudding his Huggies every 5 minutes, so why can't we party a little?
Nice.
No, so instead of going mudding, they'd rather stay home and harvest marconium all day. It makes no sense to me. Mm-hmm. Did I ever tell you about the time I went out with a pregnant chick?
No.
Like, really pregnant. Like, her fourth trimester pregnant.
Yeah, that's very pregnant.
Yeah, it's overdue.
Like ready to pop the mucus plug pregnant.
Uh-huh.
There's a shot clock on it. Well, yeah. Well, her dude had taken off, This dude she's dating takes off a few months earlier, and she'd found out about his wife and kids. So you know where this is going. Plus, he had warrants for stealing a church van and selling it online. So she blocked his number and also canceled her profile where they met on Christian Mingle. So she was all depressed. And a friend called me up one night and was like, Donnie, you mind being a wingman for me on a double date? And by the way, she's pregnant. I was like, hell yeah, man, I play the games on the schedule. Well, this chick had two things going for her. Number one, she was already pregnant.
Right.
Which means I couldn't knock her up again.
Right.
Right.
It's like them free samples at the food court. Sure, I'll take your Dixie cup of bourbon chicken all day long, but that won't stop me from making a left turn down to Luca Pizza at the end. I swear to God.
What?
It's like free batting practice. Second and foremost, her feet were too swole up to fit in her Crocs, so I got a free pair of mud and slippers. So at this point, I'm basically playing with the house's money. So I take her out, we shoot some pool. But she was all stuck up and wouldn't do shots with me, which pissed me off because I can't do trick shots without a decent buzz.
Uh-huh.
And to this day, I still contest her win because she used her belly as a bridge for her pool cue to sink the eight ball.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry to God. Even a bartender agreed but didn't want to start a domestic, so bit his tongue. Not to mention, it took her about 10 minutes between shots because she kept having Braxton Chucks and cramping.
Braxton Hicks. Busy round
of golf. Couldn't concentrate with all her heavy breathing and dipping for cheese fries for two every 5 minutes. So, then one day after a date, I get a call from my friend Tricia saying that Haley had gone into labor and had a baby. Baby girl.
Oh.
Apparently our little romp against her hutch when we got back home had started the launch sequence.
Oh.
I swear to God.
Wow.
I was like, yeah, I may not put that baby in there, but when I pinch hit with ducks on the pond, I'll drive in runs every time. Hey, Law. And Christy, happy Mother's Day a day late.
Thank you,
Speaking
Donnie.
Speaking of late, Patty Ferguson called me.
Oh.
And says she thinks that we're pregnant.
Oh, really?
Wow.
So I'm just letting you know. But I went to Walgreens, got one of them pregnancy tests.
Uh-huh.
And the fact remains, Patty, if you're listening, I peed on a stick, and it looks like we are okay.
Well, that's good.
Scot-free on that one.
Close call.
Right, see you, Donnie.
She wouldn't do shots with him. She was in her fourth trimester.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
that's really pregnant.
Yeah, kid born with a mustache.